here's the deal. Last week we got together and we were talking about the Jeff deployment, and I deliberately kept it secret. We did not announce what the target was. We did not announce what our objective was. We didn't even say it all the way through the meta show last week. And there's a risk in doing that, in the sense that if you don't specify who you're burning off the galactic map, then people won't be fired up. But the reports that I'm getting on this op here in Op 7 before the fireside are fantastic. We're seeing good comps. We're seeing lots of fucking capitals. We are looking for, we have a bunch of interesting gimmicks coming up, right? Like, I have really been playing a shitload of EVE Online this week. I've probably played more EVE Online in the client than I have for fun. I mean, like, for fun for me as Alex John Turco, not playing EVE in the client and fulfilling an alliance function. I just have been playing to murder bees because fuck puppies. And when I actually do play EVE, I'm kind of a ganker at heart, and I love stupid gimmicks that result in trolling puppies. So one of the side effects of me playing lots of EVE is the amount of gimmick-based fuckery is probably going to skyrocket here. So just be warned. So here's the deal, guys. We have, because NCDOT is in the system, or they're not in the system, they are within, their tantrum radius is slightly overlapping with our tantrum radius. One of the things that I want to emphasize, if you're a corp director, if you're a line member, if you are in any sort of position of influence, is this is no longer really just a Jeff deployment. It is a Jeff deployment. We are still going to continue under the auspices of Jeff. We are going to use every opportunity we can to train up our next generation of FCs, who, incidentally, I have seen a shitload of talent and a lot of FCs wanting to learn more and getting much better just in a matter of the last week that I've really been stuck in on this thing, watching you guys work your magic, and I'm really, really impressed with what I'm seeing. So we're going to keep doing that. I would tell you guys to bring carriers and dreads and heavy equipment and to take this deployment seriously, but you are all here doing that, so high fives all around. Yeah. Now, a couple of other things I want to go into. Surprise, my sub cap alt doesn't get targeted more. Most of my alts are hidden, and I try to keep them that way. Like, eventually everybody's going to figure out what my alts are, but it does amuse me to fly around. So usually if I'm on an op, you'll see me in command channel, but I'm not going to tell you exactly who my alt is. So, yeah, we are obviously blowing up lots of snuffed out stuff. I'm not going to like declare a hell war or a fatwa or any sort of big herf-lorf kind of thing, but you guys have now seen that we are primarily targeting snuff assets and also like shaking the dust off. One of the reasons why we are testing out a bunch of shit on this deployment is that EVE has changed. It's changed economically. It has changed in terms of the relative power between supercaps and carriers and dreads. So you are going to be seeing a lot more carrier and dread ops. I know we've done a lot of fun things with carriers. We are scheming various other things in the background. So basically, if you're looking for something awesome to do, this, I mean, fuck, man, EVE 2020 owns. It's a lot better than the last time I got seriously stuck into the client. It's been a shitload of fun, and I highly recommend that if you're not on the Jeff deployment, to get on the Jeff deployment. Anybody can join. It's not like you've got to jump through hoops to do it. That's the entire point. So basically, get out of here and let's keep killing people. I'm going to take some questions here. Should we expect NCDOT to start trying to intercept and attack our fleets? Yes, and that has happened. You know, we kind of got a little bit of a whelp the other day in X7. I was very, very proud of our FC team when we did have like this one little whelp. Everybody took it really well. There was not much that I could see anywhere in terms of like butt blast or hard feelings. And one of the things that has really genuinely impressed me about our FC team across the board here is that these guys, you know, when you are done with a fleet and you're docked up and you've got your PAP and everybody's happy and whatever, is the dudes in the command channel, they're going off and they're spending sometimes an hour and a half going through what happened and analyzing everything, what was good, what was bad, and just doing everything that they can to learn from these fights and improve their skill set, which is something that our enemies don't really do. And I'm very pleased to see our guys taking it to that level. How's our supply chain to the deployment going? Good question. Actually quite well, but one of the holes that we always need filled are You know, there's never enough logi, there's never enough boosting. And that is one of the things, is that like boosting might not be like the sexiest job in the world, but every fleet needs boosts, every fleet needs logi. And that is key. So let's make sure that we have enough of that in F7C. How has the resource changes affected our enemies and their abilities to field fleets compared to us? That is a very good question. And the answer is, we hope it hurts them, and our job is to make sure it does hurt them. So this is a period of rapid adaptation. So I want you guys to have the sort of set point that, like, as you guys know, with like the sacrilege fits, we're getting out there, we're doing stuff, we're adjusting things, and then the next day we're trying a different fitting for whichever doctrine we happen to be using. Expect more of that, right? Like, things are different now, and this is our first real test run after all of the nerfs CCV hit our supers, etc. with. Will we be bringing big boys to big toys too? I'm not going to answer that question on a fireside. We've been behind PanFam on the MER for multiple months now. Any plans to remedy that? Yes. CF, this deployment as a test run. Beyond that, I'm not going to tell you. Future plans. Bingo card. Is future plans on the bingo today? I hope so. There you go. There you go. Get your future plans bingo score. Square, I should say. Okay, let's see if we have any other questions, then we need to get back to murdering. There is, we were planning on doing an op to move people into the theater after the fireside, but then when we realized that there was shit to blow up in the middle of the fireside, that might be slightly delayed, but there is going to be a move op from 1DQ1 for everybody who hasn't brought enough heavy hardware, and there's always room for more heavy hardware, up into the theater. We're going to be doing that as soon as realistically possible. So that will likely be at the end of this op, but it's going to be up to the FCs and coordinator.
It'll be at the end of this op. So if you if you haven't if you're on this op and you want to move stuff, you'll be able to. Don't worry.
One of the speaking of heavy hardware, I am having a little troll chariot brought in for Mittens himself, so I'm going to face tank, hopefully bait all the puppies into trying to get a Mitanni kill mail and do some sword dragon. All right, here's some questions. Yes, I did in fact just tell them. So is it a question of, am I using a polarized fit ship like I did in the Alliance tournament, or am I actually going to be face tanking with Mittens? Who knows? It's an open question. Will we continuously do move ops to restack caps if needed? Yes, we'll do whatever it takes to achieve victory. If you are interested in another type of op that's going to start happening soon is bombers. We tried to do a bomber op last night. One thing I want people to keep in mind is that, like, you know, I know it's really frustrating to like have an op and see like, you know, unaligned third parties turn up and like, oh wow, test is over here with bombers and they're messing with us randomly and bombing us and this sucks and is lame. My new policy going forward is that every time some random ass group of people, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be like every random ass group of people, but like a block level group of people sends like a stealth bomber gang to mess with us on a strat op, that we are going to do the exact same thing the next thing they have a strat op, and we'll have void bombs just making their lives miserable. So look for more bomber ops. It's not going to be like 50 people, but you know, even 20 dudes can significantly make a fight on the other side of the galaxy more miserable for everyone involved except for us. And if your bomber FCs are new and interested, if you screw up, you're going to only vaporize hostile fleets because we'll be honorably third partying in the same way that our foes have been doing to us. Fair is fair. Lots of questions about who we're going to be declaring war on, what we're going to be doing, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, future plan. Quick G-Sol thing. What is
it? I have a G-Sol thing. For all of those people worried about finances in the rear, Recon and G-Sol have been working together, sharing tools, and we now have made this compendium of moon data which I will release tonight after I make a couple of tweaks to it so that you can reset up your moon rental empire with all the new moon scans where there aren't Athenors and things like that and make lots of money.
All right. I want to make sure I'm not fucking anything else up, but I need to communicate to you guys because I want to get us back to the killing. I'll take all these questions. Inkosis, of course, should be the number one bounty. I think the last time I checked, he had like a 25 billion ISK bounty on him, which was hilarious. Congrats on your bingo. Cord is recruiting. There is a lot of work going on in terms of our military. It's sort of a fascinating process as we are shaking the dust off by vaporizing our enemies and sort of getting back in the swing of things. Snuff can dock to the new TTT and Ignaten, so nothing really matters. Last time I checked, let's see, who is one of the people in charge of the TTT? Oh, wait, it's me. So if Snuff can dock in that Keepstar, that's fine. And if it becomes a problem, we'll do something about it. I am perfectly happy with Snuff hiding in the Ignaten Keepstar as we devastate everything that they have in space. If they want to sit there and say, neener, 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 we're in this Keepstar, I don't give a fuck. In fact, that would be kind of ideal, wouldn't you think, if it was a free port that they could put all of their things in if we had a finger on a trigger there? But of course, that's not what we're going to do because I said that on a fireside, so obviously there's no risk of that happening. The main point is keep vaporizing Snuff stuff. We're going to continue to do this, and then there will be more slaughter to be done after that. I think that's it in terms of brass tacks. I want you guys to be taking it seriously, which you are. The fleet comps we're seeing are fantastic. Like when our FCs see that on their sacrilege fleets, they're getting 160 sacks, that's fantastic. More logi, hug your logi. More boosts, hug your boosters. Make sure those are always important into F7C. And there's going to be a lot more goal action coming soon because in the new meta of EVE, combat carriers and dread drops are going to become extremely common, which is awesome because it's just a shitload of fun. All right, let me see if there's any other questions before we're done here. Are we going to be getting a new training officer cap soon? That's a yes. Interesting question.
We're working on it. I've been a little bit busy recently with the war and stuff, but honestly, like the best place to learn about cap stuff is to buy a cap and go on fleets with it. There is like a training plan coming very soon. We have plans for it. It's been written down. But for now, just hands-on experience is the best. So yeah, go keep going on fleets with them.
A reasonable question about do we have any counter to Snuff dropping Titans on us 8 minutes before downtime. I'm delighted that Snuff actually decided to use their Titans, and I hope that they will become more bold with them instead of just before downtime stuff. It sucks when that happens to you. You know, there isn't really a counter to an immediate before downtime drop, but if that's the only time that Snuff feels comfortable dropping their Titans, that means that we have done a good job of oppressing them, but I think that there should be more oppression, and one of the counters to somebody dropping Titans 8 minutes before downtime is the same way that we countered Raiden Dot using tracking Titans against us many years ago, which is you break the will of the pilot to the point that they don't log on because you've demoralized them so much because you've very publicly ruined their entire alliance, and they don't really have the mojo and the swagger to do that anymore. If you can't blow up the ship, break the man behind it. In the video game, of course. All right. I think that's going to be it for today. We're going to thank you all for coming, and thank you for those of you that were already on the SOP for bearing with while we did the fireside. Let's get more stuff out there. We've got the meta show at the top of the hour. We've got Jintan on and Jay, and we're going to be talking about sort of the state of play across the galaxy. And then more move ops are going to be happening. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for helping blow up our enemies, which is cool and good. And I will see you all on ops. Thanks for coming. That's it.